Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, morning. I'm fishing over here a little bit, doing a little bit of show prep here as we get ready to roll. I didn't watch the eclipse last night. Did anybody get up and watch that thing? It was supposed to be the most unbelievable eclipse in like 400 or 500 years. I haven't even seen much about it, even on the internet. I slept right through it. Praise the Lord. Michelle slept right through it too, I think. Opie the cat probably didn't. He was up barking at me. We have a cat that almost barks in the middle of the night. So I don't like cats. I don't know how I got a cat. Anyway, hey, listen, got a lot going on, man. I've got a busy, busy week and just want to share some things on you. This is going to be probably more than a, I hope everything we do here is spiritual, but this is going to have more of an informational element to it, wrapped in with a little bit of spiritual bow around it. So bear with me as I dive into some things here real quickly. I want to talk about the schedule. If you throw that up there real quick, Spencer, I don't know if I got you ready for that. And I want to make you aware of something else, a couple other things that we got cooking that we're going to need your help with. Tonight, Michelle and I will be at a We the People event in Mulligan's Pub up in the Akron Canton area, right by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It starts at 7 p.m. I don't think there's any charge. I think anybody wants to come. We'd love to see him. When we were in Akron Canton for Professor Toto, a lot of you showed up. If you want to come tonight, we'd love to be able to see you. Chad has a Salt and Light Brigade assembly coming up, this weekend. And I'm sure he's emailing, keeping up contact with all of you there. But I want to throw a couple things that probably aren't even on the schedule book yet. Number one, I think we spoke yesterday about Spencer, you're all over it. United for Freedom rally in Columbus, and then the Left Freedom Ring event in St. Clairsville, Ohio. Both of those are on Saturday, so we're going to be traveling across the good old heartbeat of America.
Excuse me, Coach. Don't want to be rude. Just let people know that I need to know a number by by Friday morning.
Yep. If you're going to go Saturday night down in St. Clair's, but just let us know so they have enough horsey derbies and that kind of stuff. And then the United for Freedom rally is in Columbus, up at Polaris. Those of you who live in the Columbus area, you know where that is. And that's Saturday. And I think there's a Jericho Drive. In other words, they're going to drive cars. I think that starts at like 11 o'clock. So a couple important things, but I got something else I'm going to throw on the table here that we just haven't put on the schedule yet. Gary doesn't know about it. Jared doesn't know about it. Anybody doesn't know it. We're going to do a huddle on December 4th in out with Kevin Van Story out in Neosho, Missouri. I think that is. It's near Oklahoma. It's kind of that area. And it's going to be a Saturday afternoon only event. We're still working on the particulars of it. Going to start it at noon, going to run probably till about 5. We're going to try, part of it's a response to the media who made fun of Kevin when he canceled his event the last time. So we're still in the process of figuring out exactly what that event's going to be. But that, if you're in that area out there, Randy and all your crew, as many people as we could get up to Neil's show on December 4th, it's a Saturday. I'm going to go there on December 4th. And then on December 5th, I'm going to speak at the church and go home. So I'm going to fly in on Saturday morning and fly out on Sunday afternoon, just a quick one. But I think it's important enough to be able to do it. And again, I want to acknowledge Kevin Van Story. You know, he has a radio show out there, and he ain't pulling any punches. I had the opportunity to be on there with him yesterday or 2 days ago. I lose track of time. Getting old. But he didn't pull any punches. and then Pony Punches. And we want to support that, and we want to support what's going on out there in Missouri and everybody we know in Missouri. Just mark that date down, and then we'll get back to you with more details of it, okay? And then another thing that we really – that I'm excited about, just up on our website now, folks. I don't know if there's anybody doing this. On our website, Jared, stay close. Spencer, don't let Jared get away from me there. We have a new feature on our website called Jab Remorse. Now, go to the homepage so they can see how this works. So look, folks, there's our homepage, right? Click here for religious exemptions, Jab Remorse Submissions. Click to submit your Jab Remorse story. So if you took a jab and you regret it, here's how you do it. You click on that Jab Remorse, and here's a way to do it. First name, last name, email. You want to make a video? You can do it. You want to just do a written thing? Hey, listen, don't make it 17 pages long, okay? Because we want to be able to drive people to this, to people who are on the edge, don't know which side of the fence they're on. We want to be able to drive them to some testimonies of what happened when I took the jab. That's what we want to do, right? Alternatively, you write your Jab Remorse statement. Now, Jared, how do they upload a video? If they make a video, how do they get that thing up there?
They'll most likely want to make a YouTube unlisted or upload it to one of their, whatever they're using, if they're using anything. Or they can do like a Dropbox or a Google Drive, and they just put it in their video submission link. They just throw the link to whatever video they made there. That's the best way, because then we can download it and do what we do to upload it wherever it needs to go. Also, they can upload a video file, but it's limited to 100 megabytes. So
what does that mean?
Under 7 minutes, probably under 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Listen, as I always say, tell us a story, not your life story, right? So keep your videos short. Keep them short. Maybe even make some notes before you make it. This is what happened to me, yada, yada, yada. And then we can begin to upload those things. And some of you even in here can populate them and help others. You can drive people to these websites where they'll see people who have really serious regrets about what they did. So we're tickled pink about that. And then I'm tickled pink about something else that we're going to do. the ChristianRevolution.net. How do I say this? We're going to need your help, folks. We're going to do a Celebrate Freedom event. This isn't on the website yet. I'm giving you guys the first initial update on it. A Celebrate Freedom event where we're not going to go to, on January 6th, we're going to take back January 6th, but we're not going to go to Washington, D.C. and do it. We're not going to play a home game on their turf again. All right? You understand it? We're going to do January 6th Celebrate Freedom Days at our local high schools. So that will mean this. That'll mean Jeff Nell, wherever he is in Fallon, Nevada, he's going to become one of our point guys down there, and he's going to get people to the football stadium. And we're going to celebrate freedom. No Trump banners, no MAGA banners. We want to show America that we are one nation under God, united for freedom. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate liberty. That's what we want this event to do. Be not a religion, not a political. None of that stuff. And we want people to bring flags. You think this sounds crazy? We want them to bring their flag of choice, whether it be an Ohio State Buckeye flag, whether it be an American flag, an Ohio flag, an Appeal to Heaven flag. But we don't want MAGA flags. We don't want Trump flags. We want to celebrate freedom for all of us. And we're in the beginning process of that right now, that no matter where you are, friends, you are going to be able to have 10, 15, 20, how, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter. At your local high school football field or here in Columbus, Ohio Stadium, we're going to organize some larger ones around the nation. But one of the things this is going to help you do is you're going to find other like-minded people in your area when we get the word out. Now, I was on a conference call yesterday with Liberty Action Network, something that Liberty Mail's working hard on, and everybody in that network who all represent a ministry all thought it was a great idea. So see, we already have our ministry leaders out there. You look at this here. How many are in the queue today? It says 119. There's 119 ministry leaders right there. That all you have to do is, we're going to write the script. We're going to produce a video. We're going to do everything from our end. But we're going to show the world. We're going to take back January 6th. Celebrate Freedom Day. That's what we're going to do. Now, I don't even know if Ohio Brett's in here. Brett, do you have anything that you want to say about that at this point? What's going on with it? I mean, Brett's always in here, but I don't know if me. Probably isn't this morning. Just kind of where our luck goes sometimes, right? I know he's on the road. So I'm telling you right now, we're introducing that right now. Celebrate Freedom Day, January 6th. We are going to take back our country, friends. And we're going to take it back in local venues. Local venues. You say, Coach, what if I organize one and only six people show up? Well, you ought to have six relatives. You ought to be at least able to get six there, can you? You ought to be able to do that. And so we'll coordinate this more as we move out, but we want you to make sure to mark that day. By the way, it's noon. It's a Thursday afternoon, I believe, January 6th. And we're going to do it specifically from noon until 1 so people can get off work and come and then go back. We're not going to make it a real long thing with a lot of speeches. We're going to come. We're going to have something that's going to be read that we're going to prepare that everybody's going to read there. We're going to do a Jericho walk around our football stadium, high five each other and go home. No guns, no, none of that. Celebrate. We want black folks and white folks. We want Bengals fans and Browns fans. We want, are you with me? Are you with me? Celebrate free. Folks, we're one nation. We're one nation under God. Divided. And even though this may not be impressive, like the great big things that we did in Washington, D.C., the impact locally can be huge because we'll build our team, our Christian Revolution team out of that. Anybody have a comment on that at all before I move on? I got something. Well, let me show you something else, and then I'll open it up. Spencer, if you could, real quickly. I got this morning. Have you guys seen the trailer to the new movie coming out this week called, the title of it is Capital Punishment. Capital Punishment. This is a real, you'll see, it's going to be released. Hank, stop. Coach, slow down. Friends, we need to support people who are making these kind of videos. We need to support them. What was the video we talked about yesterday? I told everybody they need to watch. See, I got brain fog this morning. $12.95 I paid to watch that video. This one will be the same thing. Pre-order. Somebody help me. I'm sorry.
Enemies within the church.
Enemies within the church. We need to support people who are doing this. All right. So I paid $12.95 to have that Enemies Within the Church, and it's worth watching. This one, pre-order Capital Punishment. It's going to be available Thanksgiving Day. And here's the trailer of what really happened in Washington, D.C. I watched this morning. Folks, this is unbelievable. Some of the pictures and some. Well, let's just watch. It takes about 3 minutes. You don't have to order it now. Just watch the trailer. No sound.
This is treason.
Where is my
officer? I can't breathe.
I can't even.
When there's nowhere else to run, is there room for one more son? One more son.
And hey, man,
if you can't hold on, if you can't hold on.
I'm Nick Searcy. On January 6, 2021, I went to Washington, D.C., along with multitudes of other Americans, because we believed that the election was stolen. I saw with my own eyes what happened that day. And what they show you on the media doesn't tell half the story.
Here's the Capitol, and here's people going in there. They didn't show all of this out here.
Did I tell you I have foster phobia? I saw people of all colors, races, creeds, Asian Americans for Trump, blacks for Trump. I even saw a guy wearing a shirt that said fags for Trump. And since I'm from California, I knew that guy.
We're from Iowa.
Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm here standing with my fellow patriots. We all standing for America.
Despite what the media tells you, boots on ground definitely say something different. There is a sea of nothing but red, white, and blue patriots.
These are damn working people right here. They want their country back.
We're marching for the Constitution. We're not. It ain't really about Trump. It's about us now. They're attacking us, and we're tired of it.
We had a foreign attack. They had domestic support. This is about individual liberty. We don't believe the media. We don't believe you. We have no faith in our institutions.
The FBI is now being sent out by Joe Biden to punish people.
We're at war.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
Let me say that again. We're at war.
147 days since my wife was murdered and executed.
I step out, I have red dots all over my chest.
They broke the door down. Hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands up!
I was in jail for 4 straight days. I kept banging on the door saying, I have never had a phone call.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication and tactic is immense.
I was paid to pretend to protest.
We need to come together as Americans again and remember why we started this country.
An insurrection? Without arms? What are they talking about? And why are they lying?
Capital punishment. Hey, Spencer, my wife just said she can't get this on any of her platforms. Is anybody else having an issue with that? We see I got 127 people. Is it streaming okay for everybody else? Everybody else says?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, maybe it's our internet. So, folks, capital punishment, January 6th, celebrate freedom. Are you with us? Somebody give me some feedback here. Because, see, I hear from people, and here's what they say. Oh, Coach, that'd be like poking them in the eye. We can't be out in... Come on in, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. The Celebrate Freedom is an excellent idea, and it's very biblical. We can read in many... Actually, there's many Bible verses. 1 Corinthians 8:6. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and by him. So this is a wonderful idea. Thank you, Coach.
Well, we're going to do it, and I'm going to need the help of our huddle here, of you guys to help us unleash this thing. Hey, folks, listen. The last thing they want to see is God-fearing Americans, black, white, old, young, red, yellow, they're precious. The last thing that the Luciferian left wants to see is us just standing together in the power of unity. This is so critical. And we're not going to go back to Washington, D.C. and play another home game. Did you see that picture? Spencer, can you go back to that one picture on that thing that we just played? Did you guys see the size? Did you see how the size of that crowd? It's staggering. Look at these pictures of the numbers of God-fearing Americans that went there that day. And you see, no Trump flags. We don't want any Trump flags at our rallies. No, we don't want any Trump flags. It's not about Trump. It's about celebrate freedom for all of us. For all of us, right? We think that in a situation like this, we'll be able to better handle infiltrators, all that kind of stuff. We'll know one another. There isn't going to be some guy from Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon come in and be part of Antifa. Oh, we may have to deal with some of that BLM stuff. We may have to deal with some of it. But this is celebrate freedom. Celebrate freedom. So we're going to need your help. We've got a lot. Look at that. Isn't that unbelievable? Look at that. Look how deep those crowds go. in every direction. Everything they told you is a lie. Everything they told you is a lie. Come on in, Teresa.
I love the idea. Excuse me. But one question is, you're talking about your local football stadiums, and yeah. I don't know how we're going to get on their property.
We're not going to get on their property. We're not going to get on their property. First of all, it belongs to us. Go ahead.
Well, that's true.
It is their property.
The other one is so many events are during the work day, and I can't do work days usually. So are we going to do anything in the evening also?
Well, we're rolling out the plan right now. We're rolling it out. You know, we can say, well, let's do it in the evening. Well, it's dark. It's dark at 5:30.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
Right? It's dark. And 5:30 in Omaha, Nebraska isn't the same time as 5:30 in Fallon, Nevada. So we have a lot of those. I'm with you, Teresa. We'll work all this stuff out. We'll work it out, right? Maybe you could take off an extra hour at work. Say, I got to go to an appointment, or I'm going to go celebrate freedom, or maybe even do it right there outside your office, whatever. It's going to be an hour of celebrating freedom. Those who can gather will gather. Those who can't will figure out another way.
Oh, but I like the idea of people just going right outside their office, too. If we had that all over, that'd be great.
What about all the parents of homeschoolers bringing their homeschool co-ops? Folks, that we so outnumber. And we want people locally to see other local people because they've got us social distancing and staying away from each other and locking us down. We're going to celebrate freedom January 6th, 2022 at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Betty, come on in, then Paul and then Jody.
Good morning. I was thinking that our school is so small and stuff, but we have a courthouse where there's a lot of busy time, and noon would be great, and the roads would be busy. So it doesn't really have to be a football field. Like
doesn't have to
we
be
have a small
field.
Town. It's not like we have a big city.
That's right.
But I think
that's
that
right.
would be a great idea.
Wherever you're determined to have it, Betty, that's where we'll have it. If you're the gal that's riding herd on it, you organize it, and we'll drive everybody there. Paul Webb.
Coach, I've got a question about this whole thing. How come Trump didn't pardon those people that are being arrested on January 6th when he had a chance to? I just thought I'd ask that question.
Good question. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to make excuses for the guy. I don't know. Jody.
Yes, I was going to say, first, where is it going to be held? Second was... that I have a friend who was Special Forces retired, and he was hired by a lady, and she needed protection because she has been attacked and was afraid for her life. And she was there on January 6th, and she was outside, never went inside, never even went to the steps of the building. And this man is sitting in jail right now. They came to Tampa, Florida, where he lives, and the FBI, which you're very well aware, they're just going to be those minions that come and snatch people, picked him up, put him in the local jail, and then the FBI snagged him, and now he's sitting in Maryland, and they refuse his constitutional rights of giving him a bail. And so he's sitting there accused of an insurrection on the White House, and he never even stepped foot in the building.
Doesn't matter. They have right of a speedy trial anyway, don't they? See, folks, this is so wicked. We got a million stories. Got a million stories like that, folks. People locked up still, charged, and still been in. If you think about it, if you were charged on let's say they came and arrested you on February 10th, what is this? What month is this? February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It's been 10 months in incarceration, and you haven't even been charged. No chance to get
anyway,
out.
Anyway, his name is Jeremy Brown. His name is Jeremy Brown.
Is he from this area, it's Jody?
No, he's from Tampa, Florida area. He ran for Congress. That's the backstory. He's Special Forces and ran for Congress, and he wanted to change the world. And they said, no, you won't.
Yeah, well, let's just pray for him. Get in your prayer closet and just pray for Jeremy. Come on in, Larry, in Ohio, Brett.
Yeah, amen to having it wherever anybody can get it organized at. you know, suggesting football stadiums or something like that is great. But because there are so many variances and differences in situations around the country, just have it wherever you can organize it at.
Amen. But listen, Ohio, the football stadiums are important, folks. The schools have become our enemy. You understand that? The schools have become our enemies. And so I think it's a statement that said when you gather at your school to do it, maybe not the football, whatever, whatever. Come on in, Brett. Maybe you can fill us in here a little bit.
Hey, good morning, team. What an honor to be on this journey with you, Coach. The stadiums are important. We want flags. We want appeal to heaven flags, American flags, sports team flag, not Trump flags. This isn't a Trump event. But whoever just mentioned that Tampa guy, that's one of the things that for the run-up to this, we can get volunteers organized. We're going to give suggestions. Find a local spot in your town. Examples, high school football field or the courthouse. Of course, this is going to grow in numbers, and Coach is such a great recruiter and coach. We'll have the team across the country. It's going to be a glorious day to celebrate freedom. Celebrate freedom. We the people at the grassroots level, both center left and center right, are going to unite. We've all been deceived, but we are all for God, family, country, and sports.
And freedom. And freedom.
And freedom.
We're all for freedom. That's right. Celebrate freedom. So you can start spreading the word. We're going to, we'll be working behind the scenes, and we're going to need help probably from some of you to pull this thing off. But we folks, this could be wild.
And Coach, one of the things that we're going to need help on is Coach and I are going to be shooting a video on this next Wednesday. And then we're going to feed that out. We're going to need help spreading it like crazy. We got to take the narrative back.
Yes.
We're the ChristianRevolution.net is leading the way, uniting in freedom, peacefully. It's going to be beautiful.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Brett. Mike Heath, come on then. Emma.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Update on Steve. He was, hey, guess what? They, in order to make their 50 grand, the hospital found out he had COVID. So guess where he is?
That, folks, this is Steve. Let me hang on, Mike. Steve and Jane Goodwin are very, very faithful supporters of what we do here. And Steve was sick, and they took him to the hospital yesterday. Go ahead, Mike.
Guess what? The very first thing, Coach, that they demanded, the slick-looking 40-something expert medical doctor, without consultation, after they had separated him from his wife, even though we went in saying that's not to happen, that will not happen, they did it. They forced the COVID test on him against his will, although he did decide to get the COVID test because he was nearly dead, we found out. His oxygen level was 40. It was vacillating between 40 and 60. He's a very strong and wise man, and he reasoned that, well, okay, I'll submit the test. And then the very next thing they tried to force on him was intubation, the ventilator, instantly. And he said no. He had the presence. He was a separate coach. He was separated from his wife. He was alone. And he had the presence of mind to say, no way on God's green earth. And they 70, said,
so Mike, is it 75, 77 years old, right? How old is Steve?
77. And so the hospital said, so you want to die? So you want to die? These hospitals are so devoid of care. I want to wrap up by switching topics back to January 6th. This is such a brilliant idea. As governor of Maine, I am declaring that Maine will celebrate freedom with Coach Dave Live and whoever else signs up statewide on January 6th locally. It's brilliant. It's brilliant, especially the part about not having the Trump flags there. Brilliant.
Yep. No Trump flags, no MAGA flags, none of that stuff. We're celebrating freedom. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Hey, you know what, folks? Can we tell the truth here real quickly? Democrats want what's best for America. They just don't know what's best. They've believed lies. Some of your friends who are Biden supporters, they voted for Biden because they thought there was going to be a better America. They don't hate America. Some of them do. They don't all hate America. As Brett said, let's bridge that gap, man. Let's bridge that gap between the middle. Let's bring all of them together. Emma, come on in, then Clay.
First of all, I'd like to say Jeremy Brown is on a hunger strike. So I don't know. That's not going to go good. for the other side. But then second, I want to say I was a homeschooler for 20 years. In my heart, I'm still a homeschooler. And the school is my enemy. I don't want to go there. Can we go somewhere else?
Emma, you organize it wherever you want to organize it. But that's exactly why, Emma, we have to go retake enemy territory. We have to go retake enemy territory. That's the purpose of the Jericho walk around it. We're going to reclaim those schools. That's part of the vision of the ChristianRevolution.net. It's part of the vision of it. Clay, come on in.
I just want to suggest and encourage that if you get a lunch break or a 15-minute break or whatever and you can't make it somewhere in particular, try to get to a highway or an intersection and stand out there with your American flag and wave it. And if everybody drives around and sees people waving American flags, they'll be talking about it to their coworkers. This, you know, wherever you're at, just wave a flag. Celebrate Jesus in America.
Walk around your business complex. Whoa, beautiful, Clay.
Look, folks, this is so of the Lord. So of the Lord. We let the devil get away with all this stuff for far too long. And so it's time for us to stand up, pull people together, celebrate freedom. Celebrate freedom. Thank you, Lord. Hey, folks, I'm going to shift gears on here real quick. Pull up my commentary today, if you would. And some really, really good stuff here I want to share in this thing. Here's what I promise I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to read this commentary, and then I'm going to throw it open here for the next 20 minutes. Take maybe 10 minutes to read it. Throw it open for the next 20 minutes, and we can just have I got a lot more stuff, but we can have a free-for-all. Can you get that, Spencer? Are you getting it up there? Okay, I wanted to make sure I'd send it to you is what I was saying. I'm sorry. I posted it at newswithviews.com today, and it will be at coachdavelive.com. Hey, listen, I'm going to say this just before I do this. Friends, I got a personal request yesterday from, I'll call it a huddle member, quasi-huddle member. And requesting if maybe there wasn't something we could do for with the Christian Revolution to a financial need that they have. The husband's very, very sick. The wife had to take off work because take care for the husband. And then the wife hurt her back, hasn't been able to work. They have some supplemental money coming in, but they are in the neighborhood of $2,000 behind on their property taxes, and they're afraid they're going to lose their house. So because I know who they are, and because I've, done the due diligence somewhat, I can't go to the Christian Revolution. I can't do it because it's a long process. We want to help a lot of people, and this is really kind of I really struggled with doing this at all because. Who doesn't have a need? Who doesn't have a need, right? And we would end up trying to meet everybody's needs. But the Lord kind of impressed upon me that we are going to, Pass Assault Ministries is going to pay that property tax bill for that family. And I would just say to anybody out there who wants to be part of the blessing that you can just dump 20 bucks or 30 bucks or whatever in the account today, and it'll help cover. Doesn't matter if it helps. Hey, it's our job, isn't it? It's our job. And I hear some of you out there say, well, Coach, I have a need too. I know. I understand. But I just want all of you to know that's what we've committed to do it. We're going to send them the money. And if you want to help and be part of the blessing, then just go on there at Coach Dave Live and make any amount of donation would be good. And then that way you'll be part of the blessing. Okay, thanks, man. So let's go to what I wrote today, and then I'm going to let some of you jump in here. Title of it is The Doctors Are Killing Americans. The doctors are killing Americans. First, do no harm. That's one of the basic tenets of what is called the Hippocratic Oath. It was once at the foundation of all medical care. You can find more information on the oath at this link here. And all the oath, although the oath may not hold legal standing in the medical field today, most of the physicians in America are in direct violation of that oath. In fact, the medical system is killing patients. Unfortunately, most doctors in America are under the direct control of the American Medical Association, the Centers for Disease Control, and the Medicare edicts of the federal government. This is big medicine locking arms with big pharma, and both organizations are designed to cover everyone's ass, except for the patients. Patients have no one to protect them from the misfeasance and malfeasance of the big medicine machine. Somebody could say amen. That'd be a great place for somebody to say amen. Most people only go to the doctor when they are ill. They go expecting that they will be properly treated in homes in hopes of returning to the life to which they are accustomed. They literally trust their lives to the man or woman in the white coat. Perhaps I come from a different age, but I remember when the doctor actually came to the patient. That was long before big medicine got their hands wrapped around the government's wallet. I remember Dr. Whetstone visiting our home to care for me or one of my siblings. He was on his own in making a diagnosis of the ailment and subsequent treatment. My parents paid him in cash. We all appreciate and are grateful for the advancement of medical science and patient care. Some of the things physicians do are able to do today border on the miraculous. You guys know what just happened to my grandson, Declan, the miracle of what those doctors did. Just spend time in a preemie baby ward in a hospital and you'll see how wonderful medicine can be. But somewhere on the road to immortality, medicine has left behind the ingenuity of the individual physician. Instead, has subjected them to established protocol by which they must treat their patient. Hence, no ivermectin, no hydroxychloroquine. Those medicines are not approved by the bishops of pharmacology, lurking somewhere in government-funded echo chambers. Remdesivir, ventilators, and isolation are the required protocol in most Medicare-supported hospitals. If you want the government money, well, follow the government experts. Pay no attention to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny or America's frontline doctors, and especially that kook Dr. Stella Emanuel. If you want money, follow Fauci and his government financed ghouls. Because of the government restrictions and regulations, doctors are killing patients in America's hospitals. Mike, they would have killed Steve. They would have killed Steve. Why won't the doctors speak up and defend their patients? You'll find this in the middle of the Hippocratic Oath. This, folks, this is a quote from the Hippocratic Oath. I will follow that system of regimen which, according to my ability and judgment, not the CDC, my ability and judgment, I consider for the benefit of my patients, and I will abstain from whatever is deleterious and mischievous. I will give no deadly medicine to any of those if asked, nor suggest any such counsel. And in like manner, I will not give to a woman a pessary to produce abortion. So I said, hey, no abortion, huh? No wonder they stopped following the oath. You see, the doctor's lost all autonomy of his decision-making process in the treatment at the hospital. Big bucks are at stake. Follow the established government protocol or face dismissal or personal liability. It's a version of the old joke, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Well, the government runs the hospital and the results are the same. Which brings me to the Nuremberg Codes. We hear a lot about it these days as it's become obvious that the treatment of COVID is worse than the effects. I'm going to say that again. The treatment for COVID is worse than the effects of it. Vaccinated people are dying. You get that, folks? The purpose of the vaccine is to prevent you from getting sick. The COVID jab is making people sick, killing them, actually, thousands of them. And here's what the Nuremberg Codes read in part. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. You do know that the jabs are still classified as experimental. You do know that, don't you, friends? Experimental. Still experimental. The voluntary consent is essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice, without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. I'm talking about the patient now. This latter element requires that before the acceptance of an affirmative act decision by the experimental subject, there should be made known to him the nature, the duration, and the purpose of the experiment, the method and means by which it is to be conducted, all inconveniences and hazards reasonably to be expected, and the effects upon his health or person, which may possibly come from his participation in that event. He goes on to say, the duty and responsibility for ascertaining the quality of the consent rests upon each individual, the doctor, who initiates, directs, or engages in an experiment. It is a personal duty, responsibility, which may not be delegated to another with impunity. The doctor can't say, the CDC said I had to do it. They can't say that. So let me recap here. 10 points. Let me recap. There has to be voluntary consent of the human subject. It's essential. Are they doing that? Nope. The experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results for the good of society. Nope. The experiment should be so designed and based on the results of animal experimentation and a knowledge of the natural history of the disease. Nope. The experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. Nope. No experiment should be conducted where there is an prior reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Nope. The degree of risk to be taken should never exceed that determined by the humanitarian importance of the problem to be solved by the experiment. Nope. Proper preparation should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. Nope. The experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. Nope. Sorry, CEOs of businesses are demanding it be done. During the course of the experiment, the human subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Nope. And during the course of the experiment, the scientist in charge must be prepared to terminate the experiment at any stage. If he has probable cause to believe, in the exercise of good faith, superior skill, careful judgment required of him, that a continuation of the experiment is likely to result in injury, death, disability, or death to the experimental subject. Nope! Doctors should know better. Big medicine protocol is killing American citizens. Isn't it time we ask why? Aren't doctors subject to the Nuremberg codes? America's doctors are either ignorant of the facts or ignoring the facts. And neither excuse excuses the behavior. Wake up, America. Our medical system is being bought and sold. The love of money is the root of all evil. The doctor's blind compliance are killing their patients. Come on in, Dennis.
Yes, Coach. Real quick, like the word of the day is going to be projection. Like, if you, quick history lesson, Hitler used doctors to enforce this, you know, his stuff back in the 40s. And what are they doing now? And they're calling us patriots Nazis. What do you think the FBI is? They're the new Gestapo. I mean, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here, but wake up, America. Like, you're being overrun from inside.
Dennis, great point, folks, because understand this, will you? Chad's probably, maybe Chad's sleeping in here today. I don't know. Dennis was a military guy. Joseph was a military guy. A lot of you guys are military guys, and you do what? You do what? Well, you follow orders. What if you're a police officer and a citizen has a complaint? Do you listen to the citizen or do you follow orders? And so we're in the mess that we're in because, as I said before, blind compliance is submission to tyranny. And we know that the Nuremberg codes specifically say that saying I was just doing my job is not an excuse to do wrong, folks. It's not an excuse to do wrong. And everywhere you come in contact, and we talk about having the redress of grievances, everyone you turn to, what do they say? Hey, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. I'm just following Joe Biden. Well, yeah, but his mandate's been ruled illegal. I know, but my superior tells me I have. You see the game that's being played on us? Golly. It's so wicked. It's so wicked. Come on in, Joe, then Silver, then the other half of the Fastball family.
Yesterday on USA Watchdog, some information was put out that there's a thing called the ICD-9 code, which is the doctors when you have a injury or any kind of medical thing done, the local doctors and the hospitals are submitting an ICD-9 code if you refuse the death shot so they can get paid for it, that they offered it.
Joe, that's what I just wrote about, right? If you want to keep working at this hospital, you're going to have to follow this protocol. Why are you going to follow this protocol? Number one, it'll keep your ass from getting sued. We'll cover you.
Yeah. So if you refuse a shot, the hospital is getting paid for when they submit that ICD-9 code.
So Mike Heath, do you suppose that they got some money yesterday on the diagnosis of our buddy that he has COVID? You suppose they got a little bit of kickback on that one? You suppose they got a little bit of a kickback on that one?
Of course they did, Coach. Of course they did. It's all about money, baby. This is America. Profits. Let's go. Especially if you're a Christian, man. Got to keep that retirement up by keeping those funds in the stock market, baby.
That's right. Celebrate freedom January 6th. Come on in, Silver.
No, Coach, being ex-military, we followed orders. Unless we knew that there was something that was just amiss that didn't follow the Constitution.
Lawful orders, right, Joe? Lawful orders. We're all following the lawful orders.
And if they were not lawful, we did not follow them. I mean, we almost had a mutiny. Okay, and we knew it. So, but most military, I don't know about today, but in our day, we were aware of the Constitution. We learned the Constitution in high school. And then when we're taught that we follow the Constitution, okay, in the military, in addition to the UCMJ, okay, Uniform Court of Military Justice, those types of orders, okay, if they did not follow the Constitution, we did not follow those orders. It was that simple.
Amen. Amen. So that's what the Nuremberg codes were all about, right? Why are doctors following ungodly orders? Why are they? Why are they doing that? Come on in, Reggie.
Good morning. So, Coach, one of the things that I want to bring to light is we're always being tested. People want to sit in the middle, and I was tested in the police department by the Brotherhood. I was hip to it. I understood what was happening. You're tested in the military. They're always putting out experimental tests or written tests, take this test evaluations. What they're doing is putting you on the dark side or the light side. Okay. So you're always being tested. And if you don't pick a place and you don't want to participate, you're going to be put by God in one of those camps by your lukewarmness. When I was a police officer, I stood in front of a city council by myself, and the Brotherhood, there were crickets because I refused to obey an order. I wouldn't lie. And they all lied. 32, 34 other officers all lied to keep their jobs. And I didn't. And it's really hard. But I knew that my ultimate creator, the man I have to stand before for my eternal soul, is who I had to answer for. So I didn't let money be a factor in it. I just, my eternal soul was more important. So if you don't pick a side, people, God will pick it for you.
Amen. And you'll pay. Yeah, you're going to pay a consequence for he has the ability of knocking people off the fence, doesn't he? He has the ability to do that. Come on in, Chad, then Debbie and Craig.
Well, to a couple points is that, you know, these doctors and hospitals, you know, you just follow the money because they're getting incentives for, you know, putting this this shot on you or whatever. That's the bottom line. And so, you know, we're selling out. And also they're just following the protocols. They're not like, that's what Sherry was talking about, Tenpenny, is they're just following the protocols. They're not even thinking about it. That's the first thing they'd come up with is this COVID stuff every time. So
yep. Chad, you're a cop, aren't you? Is ignorance of the law ignorance of the law an excuse?
No, it's not. Of course not. And you know, I don't know. I thought I lost my other point.
That's all right, man. It's all right. Debbie, come on in.
Well, I may be repeating what we were talking about, the ICD-9, because I was on Facebook and then got bumped out because I wanted to join. But the ICD-9 codes is where the money comes from in the hospitals. And they're some of the highest paid. If you're a certified ICD-9 coder, you can work anywhere. You work remotely from home, and you're probably one of the highest paid outside of the medical staff because they're dependent on you to do it correctly to get the reimbursement. So the more detailed the code, and what ICD-9 codes are a diagnostic code as to what's happening to the patient. You can read an ICD-9 code, and you can tell exactly from beginning to end what was going on with that patient. And insurance companies, Medicare, that's how they pay, by the code, by the complication, and by the depth. And so that's where the money's made.
So Debbie, would I be safe to say that the government is in control of COVID treatment for the most part? CDC?
Absolutely. We could see where when they started entering the ICD-9 codes for COVID, complications for COVID, complications for the COVID vaccine, then you could see that's in that they're all governmental codes. I mean, they don't make these up. The hospitals don't make them up. So essentially, this coding system comes from the Medicare system, which is the government.
Does anybody think Dr. Fauci's smarter than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? Anybody out there think that? No, I don't think so.
I don't, but Coach, you know what was so vicious spiritually yesterday about visiting that hospital with Steve and Jane was we went in prepared for war, which meant we went in prepared to lie, which meant we thought Steve had COVID. They asked us all those stupid questions at the beginning, and we said no, making us into liars because we wanted to save his life. You see how spiritually diabolical and wicked all of this is? And then I'm sure that they're going to justify the ID-9.
Coach sucks dick.
They're going to justify the ID-9 code.
Coach sucks dick.
These guys are great. We need one. If it didn't take the whole show over, it'd be fun to listen.
Mike, I have a lot of dicks that I love. Some of my best friends are dick. I love them.
These guys.
I love dicks. I love dicks.
You believe these guys? So anyway.
Mike, that's why they call them perverts. That's why they call them perverts.
So the ID-9 code, they're going to justify the ID-9 code on Steve in order to collect the money because we lied, right? It's all
Mike's,
so wicked.
Mike, how's Steve doing? What they do for him?
Well, we haven't gotten a report this morning, but I think he's doing really well because the only thing he really needed was oxygen. We took his blood pressure going in, and it was fine. His oxygen level was way low, but all the other symptoms would indicate that he was suffering from some variation of this weapon, this bioweapon, probably the Delta variant. And he just needs to be stabilized on his oxygen, and he knows what he needs, and it's all good. Yeah. It's going to be fine. He'll be out of there within a week or two.
All right. God bless. God, thanks for doing that, Mike. Quickly, Craig, Rochelle, and then Naomi.
So Coach, this is something I never realized until someone told me this, and I verified it. Do you know that the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration, gets 45% of its budget from users' fees, are from the companies that are applying for approval of medical devices? In other words, the companies are paying the budget for the FDA, who is the one who is approving their medications.
Well, it's even worse. Hey, folks, did you guys happen to see Glenn Beck's expose last night? If you have not seen, hey, I think yep. I sent it to Jared to post. Folks, it's about 2 hours. It's unbelievable. He shows the intergovernmental connections and the doctors who are making the money off of it. He had all the data. It'll make you throw your cell phone through your computer. That's what it'll make you do. And we're posting that up. And we're posting that today.
It's like the interconnected.
There's a lot of people getting rich. Yeah.
Hey, Coach. It's RJ. I would propose that we consider raising the stakes on January 6th to say we're there to finish a job that Congress failed to do, which was to decertify a fraudulent, hijacked ballot count. The whole thing was rigged, and we're there.
The idea is great, but we're not going to go there, RJ. This is about uniting. We're going to celebrate freedom. I'm with you. We'll fight that fight another. First of all, brother, let me tell you what. They don't give a damn what you think, and they don't give a damn what I think, right? They don't care. So the power is in uniting us together locally to protect our children, protect our schools, protect our medicine. We have to do that locally, right? Frankly, I don't care who's president of the United States. It shouldn't even have an impact on us. Come on in, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Good morning, team. Thanks. Thanks, Coach, for bringing this up and sharing that about the doctors. And I was thinking that another reason that these medical experts should know not to give this shot is because, you know, a virologist would explain that the reason that they could stop diseases like polio is because, you know, you couldn't cross species and it could go somewhere else and mutate and then come back in. But like they've taught this virus to do through probably gain of function.
Glenn Beck shows it all. They did it on purpose. They knew it. They knew it and they did it on purpose.
Yeah, they knew they couldn't cure this cure. Yeah, they knew they couldn't cure us with the vaccine. They should never be. It's ridiculous that they agreed. The doctors should have said no from the beginning.
Watch the Glenn Beck video. It's about 2 hours. It's unbelievable. Naomi.
So as I always say, this is not the only industry that is a money maker. Cancer industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and the only options they give you is cut, poison, and burn. And when you first go in, they treat you like queens and kings. But if you refuse, then they kick you in the butt and won't it's a totally different treatment that you get. It is not just this COVID stuff.
This is another goal of the ChristianRevolution.net and the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is heading up is a restructuring of a medical outside the medical system. It's one of the goals. Folks, this ChristianRevolution.net is so multifaceted in the things that we will be able to do. But you got to help us, man. You got to help us spread the word and get it out. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm running short on time, Naomi. Go ahead, Joe, and then Emma.
So you refuse. The government is all about what? Information, gathering information. So on that ICD-9 code, they're putting your name down as a refusal so they know who you are, that you refuse medication, the croc shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's wicked.
That's folks, not all correct, because that ICD-9 code is never a patient-related item. That's all done behind the scenes, and it doesn't have anything to do with what you want or don't want. It has to do with your disease only.
So it's all about Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement. Is that right, Debbie?
Yes, but it doesn't go into anything that you've refused or if you left AMA or anything. It's all about your disease and Amen. How that's coded to get the money.
Thanks for that clarity. Emma.
The doctors pay a lot to go to med school. And they are, some of them are signing into these big corporations because they're helping them pay that off. If you were $200,000 in debt, you might do the same thing. I'm not saying that they're righteous. I'm just saying I can understand how they got roped
in. Me too. So why should medical school cost more than journalism school? Can somebody explain that to me? Well, it costs more because they have to go more in debt, so they're more subservient to the government. Come on, man. Wake up. Tony.
You can switch.
Tony, you're up. You're muted, brother. If you're talking, we can't hear you.
Hey, Coach, I'm on the phone. This is Leslie.
Yes, Leslie.
I listened to Doug Hagman last night, and he said he tracked down where the ICD code was. Who's behind it is AARP. Go figure.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, I'm not. Listen to it, yeah.
What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive. It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Huh? It's unbelievable. Hey, folks, we're going to win this thing. The enemy's being exposed. He's going to run like roaches when the light's exposed on him, but we got to continue to push forward. God bless you. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see a bunch of you tonight somewhere up in Akron, and then I'll see the rest of you tomorrow morning. God bless you. Thanks for being there.